I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Taz Moose with you. Let's hit the guest line right now. Talk a little National Football League. It's been the focus pretty much all morning long. Regular season right around the corner. We're up to week three of the NFL preseason. Let's welcome aboard here Russell Baxter, NFL writer for fansided.com, joins us now. Good morning, Russell. How are you?
Mark, how you been? Taz, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Russ. What's up, man? So, look, a lot to talk about the preseason here. A lot to talk about. Daniel Jones, that's where I'd like to start. I don't know where Moose would like to start. Daniel Jones, he goes 9 for 11, 141 yards last night, right? So you can make the argument he was the best player on the field last night in the game against Cincinnati. Question for you, my man, is how fueled do you think he was by Baker Mayfield's GQ comments?
I don't know. Listen, it sounds like Baker Mayfield came out and explained himself. I mean, you know, I read what he said, the context of everything, and I agree to a degree with what Baker said in terms of the thing being taken out of context. That being said, I don't know if that provided that much motivation. I think Daniel Jones has come in here and done what he wanted to do and has developed very nicely here. I can understand what Dave Gettleman saw in him. For me, the preseason is not about stats. The preseason to me, especially for rookies, is comfort. And watching a young man come into the game and look, it's the old never let him see you sweat. When Tom Brady came into the game back in 2001, when Ben Roethlisberger was forced into a game, they never showed that nervousness. Okay, and that's what I look at for rookies. And so far, Daniel Jones has looked pretty comfortable. Again, it's preseason, but he has looked – let's put it this way. If Baker Mayfield has to fire him up, no, thank you. I think Daniel Jones is right on course, and I can understand why the Giants and the organization feel strongly about him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, are you a believer in Jones, Russell?
I don't know if I'm a believer in anyone, you know, after three preseason games.
That's okay? A good point.
Well said. I don't know if I believe in me after three preseason games. But, no, again, I'm watching him and how he's handling the situation. I don't see him flustered. I don't see him rattled. I definitely see the arm strength. I mean, the ball he threw down to the left sideline to a great catch. No flutter on the ball and so on. He looks like he's, you know, taking care of business. And I think as a rookie, that's all you could be expected to do.
Right, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and a spotlight on him. You know, I like him. I mean, I like him. I mean, it's tough. You're going behind a guy, you're you know, you're behind Eli, I mean, who's had such an amazing career. It's a tough spot he's in. And I think the kid, you could tell he kind of was raised right. You know, and he's got a brain in his head. He's a Duke guy. We get it. But he's got, you know, Russ, there's a certain poise about him. I don't know if you see it. I see a certain, I don't know the kid, but it seems like he's poised.
Well, and that's my point. My point is exactly that. He looks comfortable. He doesn't look rattled. I mean, listen, we've seen veteran quarterbacks, okay? Still, one of my beefs, per se, about Kirk Cousins, okay? I don't do this whole, well, he's 8-43 against teams with winning records in September when the weather is 75 degrees below, okay? I go with, do you protect the football? Kirk Cousins is a guy to me who, and he's been in the league since 2012. He's one of those guys who doesn't protect the football. Okay, when he gets hit, the ball comes out. I've seen other guys protect the football and get sacked a lot. So, to me, Daniel Jones doesn't look rattled. I think at times, listen, the great Peyton Manning. People were always trying to evaluate his body language.
True.
And facial expressions and stuff like that, especially in the big game. They've done the same thing with Eli. You know, they've gone from everything to he doesn't care to he's poised and rises to the moment. But I agree with you. There is a certain poise when it comes to Daniel Jones. He has not looked flustered at all. Okay, again, he's seeing things that he won't see in the regular season. But, you know, when the organization came out, I'm trying to remember who it was it Pat Shurmur who said, if he doesn't play this year, he doesn't play this year. I have no problem with that philosophy whatsoever. He's going to have to earn the job, and Eli's going to have to lose it. I mean, the Giants are in an odd position because they're going to have to eventually pass on from a legend, okay? Not every organization. I mean, Pittsburgh's going to be in the same situation, so are the Chargers. Okay, so are the Patriots. You know, we're now in an era, as you guys know, where quarterbacks are playing an awfully long time. You know, it used to be 300 touchdown passes in a career was a hallowed mark. We have like five or six guys who are still active who easily reached that. Okay, so Daniel Jones to me is a developmental prospect, and he might be developing it, but very, very quickly. But I think the one thing, like you pointed out, that stands out to me is unflappable so far.
No doubt. Russell, Cleveland, the Browns, success or failure in 2019?
I think it all depends on their defense. You know, I look at them last year, and they had Greg Williams, who obviously is now with the Jets and so on. And, you know, they played their share of thrillers. They scored a lot of points last year, and that was even before Odell Beckham Jr. But they gave up a lot of points. And, my goodness, if they hadn't gotten 31 takeaways, who knows what would have happened. I like the Sheldon Richardson pickup. They're an incredibly tough division. The AFC North is always tough, and there was a while there that the AFC North was sending two and sometimes three teams to the playoffs. The one promising thing about the Browns that stood out to me as much as anything last year was they did well within the division. Okay, I mean, right. They haven't learned how to beat Pittsburgh yet. Okay, and I know some of that was before, you know, the coaching changes and all that and et cetera. Last year they were able to snap a lot of losing streaks within the division, on the road, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I'm not ready to put them in the Super Bowl, but I think they're in it. I don't think there's any question that they're in it to the end. I know a lot of people are now. They've gone from 1-31 to overhyped.
Yeah, well, that's what okay. I was just going to ask you that, Russ. Like, are they like Moose and I were talking about this a lot during the week? You know, it's almost like they're rapidly becoming. I mean, we can't speak for everyone, but it seems like they're rapidly becoming the Cleveland Browns, a very hateable team. Like the swagger, the hype, the Baker, the mustache, the coach that's his guy, and Beckham. Do you feel that? I mean, you know. Are they getting on your nerves? That's what I'm basically asking you.
Well, no, they're not getting on.
You know what I mean? Like, is it the overhype, like you said? Yeah, the overhype.
No. But like you said, I understand that, though. I understand because I think a lot of it also is the fact that they seem like they're in the news every day. Okay? If
yes.
It's not Baker saying something, it's Odell saying something. Okay? So, or an interview coming up from whatever ago. I think the resentment or what you're seeing and what you're feeling is the fact that this team hasn't, first of all, they haven't had a winning season since 2007. They haven't been in the playoffs since 2002, okay? And yet they appear to be a daily topic. And then when you start talking about fair or unfair, a topic comes up where a player is talking about another player on another team, and meanwhile the other player is talking about the organization that he's no longer with and saying bad things about them. You're like, is enough, okay? Why don't you guys just go out and win some games eventually? So, yeah, it's kind of weird. From 1-31 to a villain.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Russell, give us a team that you think could surprise people in 2019.
Well, as you know, we annually almost see a last place team win a division. We've seen it four times in the last 2 years, by the way. Jacksonville and Philly 2 years ago. Last year it was Chicago and Houston. Tampa Bay intrigues me. And a lot of it has to do with Bruce Arians, but a lot of it will also have to do with Jameis Winston here. That word again, taking care of the football. Okay. When you look at Tampa Bay and you look at their personnel, offense and defense, you're wondering how they haven't been to the playoffs in almost a decade. And a lot of it has to do with self-inflicted wounds. You know, obviously Jameis was not around at the beginning of the year last year, and still that team, as a team, led the league in 35 turnovers last year. Okay? So regardless of what they do on defense, you know, they shoot themselves in the foot constantly. You know, all that about Ryan Fitzpatrick last year throwing for 400 yards wound up not leading to a lot. But, you know, in a division that is highly competitive, I think they could make a move up. And it wasn't, you know, a couple of years ago, remember, they finished 8-4 in their last 12 games and finished 9-7. Okay? Again, the talent is there. I just find them very intriguing because of Arians and what he's been able to do, you know, bailing out the Colts. That's probably not even the right word. You know, the Colts situation with Chuck Pagano, going to Arizona, which had been on the skids, and then resurrecting that team. Arians took a year away from football, well, at least from the sidelines. He was in the broadcast booth. I like what he stands for. He's got Todd Bowles there as well. I think the switch to on defense helps them out a lot. I'm not picking them necessarily for the playoffs, but I think they'll rattle some cages.
Hey, Russell, great job as always. Great to hear from you again, and thanks for giving us a couple minutes this morning. We really do. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, all right?
Thanks, Russ.
You got it, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.